we're here, as a follow-up to your home arrest, and just for the record, if you could just state your name, and if you remember your ABC number, you can share that with us as well.
Well, I sure remember that. William R. Conlon, 067274.
Thank you, Mr. Conlon. You're appearing, as you know, before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and we want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the board, and as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm just going to make a few comments, and then we'll just listen to you and see where you are and see what you've been doing and so forth, but there's some notes that were handed to me that we do take note that you are currently on home arrest status, and that you were granted home arrest by unanimous vote of this board on April 23rd, 2018, and released on September 12, 2018, that you were released to stay with your sponsor and friend at 10103 North 95th Drive in Peoria, Arizona. Is everything in that paragraph correct or incorrect? Okay. And we also take note that you're 66 years of age and that you previously served 15 years sentence for armed robbery beginning in January 5, 1988, and that you were paroled to your next consecutive 15-year sentence for kidnapping on January 24, 1999, and that you're currently on your last consecutive 15-year sentence for aggravated assault with a sentence ending date of September 10, 2023, and that you granted your current parole, I mean your home arrest status, and we want to congratulate you on that status, and here we try to be as informal as possible, make you feel at home as much as possible, so kind of tell the board what's been going on since well, I guess you just was released in September, but I guess one of the first questions that I asked, and then you can tell us whatever you would like to, but what happened between April and September, the reason for that gap in terms of your the board taking action and you actually being released?
I guess the parole department said that I couldn't get out until September 10th. Oh. September 10th came and went, and I still wasn't out, so they finally on the 12th, they came down and told me, roll your stuff up. I had like 10 minutes to get everything together and be at the gate.
How did that feel? They told you you didn't have 10 minutes. How did that feel, son?
Okay, well,
we're glad that they let you out because I guess, you know, we had taken action. Well, tell us what's been going on since September the 12th. How's life been serving you out here in this part of the world, sir?
Life is serving me pretty good. I told my sponsors and my parole officer when I get out, I do hobby craft. I just started a business, and I'm waiting on a cell phone to be delivered, and I want to put a bunch of my work online. I brought some examples if you would care to see them.
Well, I'm sure the world would be delighted to see them. I didn't know you was going to bring any, but I saw that you were... that you have some out in the real world, out in the community.
So this will be going on the internet probably next month.
Okay, we'll start then on this end. Okay.
There are several examples of what I do.
I do know that you have based on what I read, that you already have them in certain consignments, I think they're called in certain stores. So how is that going? Are they being bought now? Or?
Yeah, it was kind of slow, and I spent probably 70, 80 hours a week working on this since I've been released. And I've just started, like I said, just started a company. Since I've been out, I would have had like $1,000 in the bank next month, but I've just gone through a thing with Yuma again about my fines. I'm going to pay the rest of that by the end of the week. I called down there and tried to get that straightened out, and they had absolutely nothing on there. My sponsor will tell you I was on the phone with them for 2 days. And
so what was that about, Charlie? We talked about that when we were here earlier this year, April this year, but what's that about, sir, that Dunning-Yuma?
I had paid, and I have it right here, $121 when I worked for Solar Industries in the year 2000. And I had paid them $121, and I only owed them like $87 for my fines. And I called down there and I asked them for restitution, and I asked them, I said, you know, and they couldn't give me any information at all. The lady told me that I'm on the computer, but have no information on me. I tried for 2 days to get in touch with them, and my PO told me yesterday, he gave me another number. I called this morning before I come down here just so I could let you know what's going on with it. And they said I owe $56 and some change. So I said, well, okay, I told them I'd take care of that by next month, but in actuality, I'll have it paid probably by the end of this week.
Okay.
But since I've been out, so I've done just what I said I was going to do. I've got a business, my license right here, registered to the state.
We'll take your word for it. You can just tell us about it. You're an honest person. We can tell that. We can look at you and tell that you're an honest person.
I've got a business started. I'm collecting Social Security, and I'm just looking for something to help my... if this doesn't work out, I've already been in contact with the VA for the job referral service that they have, and I've been in touch with them for possible housing and whatnot, you know, somewhere down the line.
So you're getting about $700 from Social Security, am I correct?
Yes, I'm getting $560.
Oh, I thought that's all $700. I guess that was a number.
Well, I could get, if I was living and paying all the bills, I could get a supplemental SSI, which would bring it up to $750.
Okay, I know I've seen $700 somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I should have picked this up earlier, but yeah, I see why you didn't get out, because your parole eligible date was not until September the 10th. But, you know, I mean, when the board made that decision to release you, you got an early start, and it was not you were not going to become eligible until September 10th. So
I've tried everything I can since I've been out to follow this program. And,
okay.
I think that I've had a couple months when my work hits the internet. I think I'll be doing, you know, all right.
Okay, so kind of tell us what your work is like these days. What I mean, aside from your, I mean, we see that you have these skills and all that, but what else do you do during the day and during the weekends? What's life like, you know,
well,
now that you're out?
I told my PO and my sponsors I'd like to have this all put together by the first of the year when I got out. And they'll tell you, I work from like 5 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night sometimes. I mean, I put in 70, 80 hours a week to get this up and, you know, up and going. I've been pretty busy with that by itself.
I know that you're putting it in, you know, certain consignment stores and so forth, but do you plan to have your own store at some point, or are you always going to put it on consignment?
No, I just did that to get enough money to, get my hobbycraft supplies that I needed. I intend on selling this on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Very possibly I want to put my own website up. I've got a place picked out. We're in the process of listing everything. That I've got 54 necklace and earring sets that I'll be going on the internet, you know, listing it on, it's going to be on Estee's website.
Okay, so you're really serious about moving your business forward.
Yes, I am. I thought about this I didn't know how to do this. I learned this craft in prison. But for the last 20 years, this is what I wanted to do, was get out and, get this started. And I finished with everything I needed for the website yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. You know. So I beat my January 1st deadline I was hoping for about 2 weeks.
Well, so you actually had timed it out, so you knew how many weeks and months it was going to take for you to reach certain goals.
Well, I was hoping by January 1st, and yes, sir, I did make that goal.
Okay. Now, I know, and I commend you very much, you know, for your entrepreneurial skills, and your autistic skills, but are you doing anything socially at all? I mean, I know you spend all those hours, you know, with your work, but are you doing anything at all to relax since you've been out, sir?
Well, there's not much I can do with the itinerary. I go to the grocery store, go to the produce store, you know, a couple times I've gone to Walmart, but and church, but that's, you know, pretty much about the only thing that I've ever signed up for on my itinerary.
So, any people that you come in contact with, were any of them aware of the fact that you had been incarcerated?
Or? Yes, sir. There are several people that know that I've been incarcerated.
Do they accept you?
Yes.
Especially in your church, since you mentioned church, do they accept you?
They seem to. Nobody's made any kind of derogatory statement, you know.
Okay. And what are your future plans, sir? I mean, I know you're planning to do that business, but, you know, there's more to life, but maybe not in your case, but there's more to life than just working all the time. So what are your plans in the future, sir?
Eventually, I'm talking down the road. I'm a country boy, and I really don't like cities. And eventually, I hope I can move somewhere that's got, you know, a little bit more space around me than, you know, what I've got now. I've never really done well in cities. I found my hometown in an atlas. In 1982, there was something like 842 people in my hometown, and I grew up in the 50s and the 60s, so that was a lot less than, you know. But pretty much, I want to get a dog and I want to do some fishing.
Okay. I'm just kidding now, but you're going to take that dog and put him in the river and let him catch some fish?
No.
I'm just kidding. I thought maybe he was going to catch the dog. Let the dog go in there and catch some fish. You know?
But I know I've got a lot more work to put into my business. I'm in the process now of making up a bunch of extra earrings so I can do a craft show. Pretty much I'm pretty focused on, you know, on getting this started because I know that this will be a big part of my future.
We're glad to hear that. We're glad to know the progress that you're making. Just in a general sense, what is what you'd like to share with the board today? Just in a general sense, you know, I know we see your business, we see that you're successful, you know.
I can tell you this myself, I have had enough. I do not want to be in a penitentiary. I have no plans of doing nothing except just what I've told you. I know I was pretty crazy as a youngster when I came out of service, and I got into a lot. But I got married and had a family, and for 10 years, I didn't even get a traffic ticket. You know, I worked two jobs, or I worked construction, you know, I worked long hours on my job. When I got my divorce and I lost my two daughters, yeah, I went a little bit crazy and, you know, got out there on drugs. But I've never had a dirty UA in 31 years in DOC. I've had nothing but clean UAs since I've been out. And I've got to take one today, as a matter of fact, and I'm not really, you know, afraid of the results of that. I'm done. I mean, you can believe one thing. You're going to see no more problems out of me. I'm 67, and I just want to enjoy the rest of my life.
We want you to see, because we want you to be that model person, because that make you look good, make your sponsor you look good, and your parole officer, senior parole officer, as well as our board. That's something that we always look on with favor. So you just answered one question I was going to ask, and that was whether you had had any problem at all in terms of your UAs and dropping. Is anything turned up positive? I take note that nothing has shown up positive since you went out.
I can walk by the beer and liquor display and stores and wine, and I'm not even interested. I just, it just doesn't bother me at all with this app.
Have you had any problem at all with your GPS system, sir?
No.
It never fallen off or never went off when it was supposed to go off?
No, the only time was when I was going to task and my parole officer knew about it and he turned it off because we got down the road and it went off. But he told me that, he had told me prior that anytime you gotta go to task, just go, And he said he'd take care of it later.
So you had confidence in you, yes, sir. I don't really say this or not, but this is at the end of a letter that's from the Yuma County Attorney's Office, which I found very interesting, and it's, quote, "Hopefully inmate Coleman is finally showing an ability and willingness to be law-abiding." So they feel that that's what they're hoping for, so but they're looking at you to be successful as well, the Yuma County Attorney's Office. So you have a whole lot of people out there looking at you, want to make sure that you're successful.
Well, I haven't, like I said, done anything. I don't see where anybody would have anything bad to say about me. I've tried my best to, abide by the rules on this program.
So you're out there in Peoria, so you're not out in the rural part of Peoria, you're actually in kind of the urban part of Peoria.
Yeah.
So is this your apartment or you?
No, they're buying the home and I'm staying with them.
Okay.
Like I said, since I've been out, I think I've accomplished a lot. I would have had $1,000 in the bank next month, but I'm going to go ahead and pay this fine off, and I'll be slightly under $1,000. I've ordered a cell phone that will be delivered hopefully sometime this week, shipped out, mailed out. I'm not sure how it will get there. But I'll have over $400 tied up in this business. And I help them out with their bills and, gas, for, taking me places and whatnot and, groceries. And I actually believe that I have accomplished a good bit.
I remember you told us back in April, but I will admit I've forgotten. So would you refresh my memory and maybe some of the other board members? How did you develop this relationship with your sponsors, sir?
I knew their son, and I was teaching him how to do this right here. And he went to another yard, I went to another yard, and then he came to that yard. And I was like, "Hey, man, you keeping up with your, beat work?" And he was like, "Yeah, somewhat." And he told me it was his mom's birthday coming up. And I had a bunch of necklace and earring sets and whatnot I had left over after Christmas. And he told me she was a Christian, and I gave him a beaded cross necklace and earring set. And I said, "Here, man, send this to your folks." And that's where it started. She wrote me back and said, it was real nice. And hey, it was just a friend of mine. And it was his mom. And I had an extra laying around, myself. I really wasn't, looking for anything for it, and we started writing, and when he got out, they got on my visitation list, and it was just kind of grown over 20 years,
Okay, sir. I can go on and on, as you can see, but I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Don Blake. Mr. Coleman, have you been able to reconnect with your daughters?
No, that's one thing that I look forward to. I was talking to Jerry the other day about one of the first things I want to get if I sell any of this jewelry is I want to get a computer and look them up on Facebook, see if they're on Facebook. I haven't yet, and I really don't have a lot to offer them. If I had, a place of my own and, whatnot, I'd be a lot different. But I haven't yet, ma'am, but I really am looking forward to being able to.
Yeah, I hope you can. How old were they when you when you last saw him?
My youngest one was just a baby, and my oldest one had just turned 10. She was probably about 1 year old, and my oldest one was about 10.
So they're very young ladies now, probably have families.
I wrote my oldest daughter when I first got arrested, and it was really particularly ugly breaking up between me and my wife, and she wrote me back and said, if I'm not going to pay child support, I have no reason to have the, you know, title dad, which, you know, what am I supposed to do, just turn my feelings on like that? And, yeah, that's something that's bothered me for 30 years that I really would like to, you know, take care of, but I just don't feel that right now at this particular time is, you know, the time.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Alderman Rittenhouse. Other questions? No further questions. I'm going to ask you just to have a seat right up here, sir, and then I want to see, first of all, if any of your spouses, I see you have both of them here with you today. Either one of you want to say anything to the board today, or both of you, either way.
Kathleen Gray.
Yes, ma'am. And once again, now, what's your name again?
Kathleen Gray.
Okay, and welcome to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. And what do you want to tell us today about this distinguished gentleman, young gentleman that we have before us?
Well, it was a pretty special day when he got out, because we waited a long, long time, and he's behaved himself extremely well. One thing he has really, really enjoyed eating good food. And he eats a lot, but he has gets food stamps, and so he buys the groceries, and that has helped a lot. But he stays to himself. He's quiet. He never has a complaint. But he used to get up really early in prison, so he'd have quiet time and have coffee before he would get busy for the day. And I told him when he got out, he would have, it'd be like a graveyard in our house, because my husband goes to dialysis 3 times a week, and he has to be up at 4:30. And so a lot of times when I get up with him to get ready for dialysis, Bill's already up, and he's in his room with the door shut and the light on, and he's already working, and he's got all the way with dead quiet, because my husband sleeps a lot when in the afternoon, especially when he's had dialysis, and so he has an awful lot of quiet after he had TV so long in there. He's not interested in TV, just interested in his beads and seeing his plans that he had written about for so many years starting to come together, and he just wants everything at once. But because he's got an ankle thing on, then we only put down for him to go out with me to the grocery store and Sprouts, and we buy water at a water nice place. And so he goes with me there, but we don't plan a lot of things. We have a lot of doctor's appointments and stuff, so he's left home a lot, but that's the only places even he goes. And now that he's been out 3 months, he gets to go out to eat once a month, so we're planning tomorrow to take him to a Mexican place. But he's really behaved himself. At first he wanted to contact my son, but my son's in Minnesota, and we warned my son, don't you dare try to contact him, because you'll be Bill's ticket back to prison. And so he very seldom calls us even, but he has really behaved himself. He's had no contact with other people that were inmates.
So you're pleased and happy that he's there with you and your husband?
Yes. He's anxious to be able to be out, have this thing off his ankle, and be on his way toward when he can get government housing or something, so because he wants a dog real bad, but he's abiding his time, and he's doing well.
Any questions, board members? don't believe that there are any questions from board members, but thank you so very much, and thanks so much for the friendship that you developed over the years.
Thank you. I had a question. When we were here on the 23rd of April, and it was said that he was going to be getting out, we really had a question of why it was so long before he actually did get out.
Well, that's what I was trying to answer earlier. His actual release date, which maybe we didn't quite say it right when you were here in April, but his actual release date was listed by Ames as being September the 10th. Therefore, the board gave him an advance opportunity that because they apparently he must have impressed us so much because it was a unanimous vote by the board, and gave him this advance notice all the way from April to September. Now, the board does not do that very often with that much time frame. Sometimes we do it for a month or a few weeks, but for a long span of time from April all the way to September, that was really, the board was really impressed. But that's why it took so long, because he could not get out until the eligibility date, and it was listed as being September the 10th. And so it was 2 days afterwards, but you got out 2 days, you got out 2 days afterwards.
Can I say something on that?
Yes, it's your hearing, yes, sir. But please come up, because you have to. You have to come up to the thing here.
The 23rd, I went to the board on the 23rd.
Well, please say your name again, just for the record.
William R. Conlon.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
On the 23rd, I went to the board. On the 25th, my CO3 called me in his office, and he was like, well, your release date's changed. And I said, well, when is it? And he said, 2 days ago. And I was like, wow, okay. So he filled all the paperwork out and sent it out to Complex. He didn't fill it out right. It came back. It went to Complex like three times, three different days. And it was crazy how that worked out, because according to him, I should have been out on April 23rd. And then he told me it was the parole department that said, no, I can't get out until September 10th. But and then I on the 11th, he came in, and he said, oh, I knew I was going to hear it when I came in and seen your name on the roster. And I said, wait a minute, man. I said, you sat on that side of the desk and guaranteed me the 10th I was leaving. And I said, here it is, the 11th, and I'm still sitting here. You know, what's really, you know, what's going on here? But,
sir, I'm going to make an assumption, and I'm nothing is guaranteed. I'm going to make an assumption that this sheet right here was part of the record that we had back in April. And this one stated very clearly that your parole eligibility date was September the 10th, 2018. Now, I don't know whether we explained it that way or not, but that's... It's right here in writing.
Yeah.
So that's what we... we do not come up with the dates. The dates are given to us by Time Comp, and this is what they gave to us, and this is what we should have communicated to you. So that's... Now, what happened, you know, with your CO3, we can't speak to that at all.
But I told him, I said, well, hey, you know, if I got to wait till September 10th, nothing I can do about it. I'll wait till September 10th.
Yes, sir. Well, this is what we have, and so I'm going to take a guess that this is the sheet that we were working from, and this is what we always work from. We look at it, and we also look at Ames, and those are the dates that we use. And so we're sorry that it happened that way, but that was just miscommunication. And I'm sure that if the CO3 had looked at this sheet here or a duplicate of this sheet here, he would have seen the actual date that you would have been released, which was scheduled to have been September the 10th.
Well, I mean, I did till September 10th. There really wasn't a lot I could do about it. But,
yes, sir. Well, that's happened. Yes, sir.
Just a quick comment, too. And of course, the person with the most experience in here is the doctor. But in the 2 years I've been sitting on the board, when someone gets their first crack, so to speak, at parole, when someone gets their first crack at parole, it's usually 6 months before it's coming due. It's actually kind of predates. So I'm sure somewhere in the excitement of you earning parole, or early home arrest, that there probably was a little bit of a mix-up as to the real...
Well, I just wanted to let you know what, you know, DOC...
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
We appreciate it, and it's...
Got out in September, and I told my CO3, I said, you know, and I said, you know, I don't get out, I said, September's like right around the corner, you know, so if I have to, I can sit here till September, and it wasn't no big thing, I just wanted to let you know what, you know, DOC was telling me when I was down there. He told me, he called me in his office, and he said, hey, he said, this is coming from way above my pay grade, he said, but there's people that want you out of here like now, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's a good rock pay scale as well, so, that's a bad rock scale, we don't know what...
Pack myself and leave, you know?
Okay, that's why I looked at the sheet of when we was talking at the beginning, because I wasn't really sure, and honestly...
I don't know what it was, but there was some kind of mix-up.
Yes, sir. We're glad that you're out now. We're so very pleased, and I can tell that the sponsors are very pleased as well. Now, would your husband, does he feel well enough to speak, or he prefers not to? I know he had a situation this morning, is my understanding, so...
May I ask who makes the decision about how long he will have the ankle DDL?
Well, this board has to make a decision in just a few moments whether he will be paroled to general parole or whether he will remain on a home arrest. If he remains on home arrest, it will be another 6 months or so before we would see him. Or if this board decides this afternoon and we vote independent of each other, I don't know how anybody's going to vote. Nobody knows how I'm going to vote. But if the board votes to let him out, then it will be, then he would just work with his parole officer, and they would work it out. The dates, once the parole officer gets the necessary paperwork, then they would work out the exact date when he would get that off of him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. So you're going to speak, sir. I know you had a procedure this morning, so are you going to make a statement, sir?
There's not much.
Okay.
To what Kathy says.
Okay, sir. Well, I understand because I know that you had something, a medical situation this morning. I'm conscious of that. Okay, so now we have the honorable, the most honorable, parole officer, distinguished gentleman who's here today, and we've seen your written statement to the board, so would you state your name for the record, sir?
My name is James Burton.
Okay, what do you want to tell this board after we've already read and you've heard what's been said so far?
Well, the only thing I wanted to add is on the restitution. When he first got out, I gave him a case number, and that number was based on the AIMS number on his file. When I called down there yesterday, there was a missing digit on that AIMS file, so that may be why she wasn't able to pull it up with the number I gave him. I looked at his actual court docs, found that missing number that was on there, and she was able to pull it right up. So that may be why you were having some trouble with paying that restitution. As far as everything else, is he doesn't have any violations. His UAs are clean. He's been in programming for about 2 weeks now. I don't really have anything to add. I don't have any issues with him at all.
As far as you know, and I know that this is not your responsibility, but his restitution is about $50 that's remaining. Something
she said
that,
it was,
I mean, it's a very small amount.
Yeah, she said it was $108.60. She said most of that was collection fees. She said it wasn't collections.
Okay.
She said that the fine was like $55 or something like that.
Okay. Any questions? I don't see any questions. Yes, ma'am. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Now, Mr. Burke, I see on your, on this progress report, which was looks like it was prepared December 14th, under release plans, it says attendance and you check regular. And then participation good, and then it's a satisfactory completion, and you check no.
Because he hasn't completed the program. He just started it. He's in the CHC career criminal class, which is mainly for guys that have been locked up for a long time. They cover just a myriad of different topics.
Okay, and how long is that program about?
48 weeks.
48 sessions,
okay.
Weekly sessions.
Okay, thank you. That clears that up. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further questions or observations? Thank you so very much, and thanks for coming today. Okay, please come back up, sir, and we go through this same process each time. Let me ask board members, are there any further questions from any board members? Here none. I would also ask if there's anyone else present today who wished to make a statement as a supporter or as a victim. Yes, sir, you want to make...
I have one more.
Okay, we do have one more statement from the officer.
Since we're here, and because he asked me about
Please state
this.
Your name again. I hate to do that.
That's okay. Paul Officer James Burton.
Yes, sir.
He was poor condition not to drive due to his sponsor's medical issues. That's kind of hard on all of them, so I would just... I wouldn't oppose him driving if the board saw fit. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so very much. And thanks for calling that to our attention. So, but, sir, is there any further statement you would like to make to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision?
No, nothing I can think of. Okay. I think I've pretty much covered everything.
Okay, sir. Well, please have a seat again, and now the board is going into discussion. May sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among the four of us, and as you've heard it before, we operate under the open meeting law. We do everything in public. You can hear everything we say. We have not discussed anything behind closed doors. Everything we say, we don't know how each other is going to vote. We don't have the slightest idea, because that's the way that the state of Arizona has the statutes as stated. So for this will be our first time, so we're just going to ask you to remain quiet at this point, and everyone else, and the board will move forward. The board is now in discussion. I want to, first of all, to commend Mr. Conlon for the progress that he's made, and especially his entrepreneurial skills and his artistic skills, which I believe will, and hope and trust will be quite successful for him in the future. And I would say that I am, although I don't think that we made a mistake at our end, but if we did, I'm sorry about the mix up on those dates, because it's very clear when you were supposed to be released, although the CO3 might have said something different, but it was very clear. I don't want to waste any time. I'm just going to state what my thinking, and then I'll just listen to other board members, and the board members know that they always disagree with me, therefore they can disagree with me again today. My thinking is that he's only been out now since September the 12th, to be exact, which is just a short period of time. I like to see at least 6 months myself, but I'm only speaking for myself. I would feel more comfortable there. But I would be willing, I'm speaking only as one board member, if the board voted the way that I'm suggesting, is that the board, I would hope that the board would consider lifting and giving him the opportunity to drive at the discretion of the parole officer. But I'm speaking as an individual, but not on behalf of the board at this time. But that was just my feeling. I could go on and on, but I'm not. So I'm going to open it up to other board members now. Honorable Mr. Rice.
Thank you, Honorable Dr. Wright. And I agree with you. I think Mr. Conlon shows tremendous promise as a home arrest and a possible parole success story, but it's been only 3 months. I think he's still in transition to the community, but I think the driving option would certainly help him along in this process, and I think he's probably heard that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Further discussion? Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse?
I agree, and I think the driving could also help his sponsors as well. Help him be more contributing member of the household, so I agree.
Further discussion, Honorable Ms. Neal? Okay, I'm going to offer a motion. We'll see where it goes, and we'll go from there. And the motion is going to be for him to continue on home arrest. That is Mr. William Conley, ADC number 067274, and that he would be denied parole or absolute discharge. However, the board would authorize him to drive at the discretion of the parole officer. I don't know if that motion made sense or not, but it is the motion simply saying that he would remain on home arrest and he could drive at the discretion of the parole officer, but that he would not be moved to jump parole or absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, and who seconded it?
I did.
And seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. And so this is not to be looked on as a negative. You've taken another step. You'll be able to get a drive, but then we'll see you in about 6 months from now to discuss further whether general parole will be offered, and we keep up the great work, because you're really doing a great job. And I want to thank the sponsors for their support that they have, that they're providing to you. So thank you. And your hearing is over, and we look forward to seeing you in about 6 months, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.